What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio this morning is regular guest Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. And Sue has brought in some amazing, amazing food once again. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
We're busy chatting off here. Everyone's popping in here wanting to see what's going on.
Wants to know what we've bought today.
Yes. Well, I might put a lock on that door. What do you reckon?
I think so. Definitely think so.
Good idea. Now, this looks, what I'm looking at in front of me looks absolutely delicious.
Well, this is one of the surprises I've got today, right? Now, we talked last time about...
Can I just adjust that microphone for you?
Is that working? Yeah. It's a little bit of feedback.
There we go. That's good.
There we go. Yeah. That's good. All right. So we talked about my little individual plum puddings.
They were beautiful.
Now, they were yummy, but not everybody loves plum pudding, which I realised as I walked around the radio station. Not everybody here.
Yeah.
And I can even say Dan didn't.
Yes.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise.
And hope he's not listening now. So I thought, how about we get a list together of some different things that can be made ahead of time so there's no stress.
This week?
Yep. This week, everything can be made ahead of time. And last week, I actually played around with a new recipe, which I've brought in for you to try today. But if people still want to have a pudding, I've actually got my pumpkin sticky date pudding, which I brought in for you to have a little try.
Pumpkin sticky date pudding. Okay.
And it's much lighter than, you know, a dense pudding.
Yeah,
it's really light.
Mm.
So I think if somebody doesn't want that really heavy feeling after a big Christmas lunch or dinner, and they still want that little pudding kind of feeling, I think that would be, an awesome way to go. And it has a really, really beautiful flavour, lightly textured, spices in it, and it's sweetened with dates. Yeah. So you've got a little bit to try today. But
okay.
I've actually got a caramel sauce.
Ooh,
that you can put on it, or my dairy-free custard sauce. Yeah, so there's lots of things to go with it. So
I'll probably go both.
Yeah, yeah. And then you probably put a bit of ice cream on top of it too.
That's right. Throw in a bit of ice cream. That would be nice. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me in the studio once again, and you brought in some food.
Yeah.
Can I just reach over?
You want the pumpkin sticky date pudding?
Yep. Indeed. Let me check these out. Ooh, looks very, very dense and moist.
It's actually moist, but it's not dense. So that's what I was talking about before we had the break, that if you don't want something that's dense, full of all the dried fruits, but you still want that feeling of a pudding for Christmas, and it's got vegetable. I've got pumpkin. You could actually use sweet potato in it also.
Oops. I would not have picked pumpkin in that.
I know, you can't tell, can you?
Cannot taste, no.
And this makes like a 20-centimetre square cake tin, and all I've got is 1 tablespoon of maple syrup in it, and the rest just comes from the dates I've soaked and put in there.
Beautiful. I love it when it's really moist like that.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
And I've used, in my recipe, I've got almond meal, but I've also suggested you can use hazelnut meal. And because I had some hazelnut meal left over from making the little Christmas puddings, I put a little, you know, it's kind of half and half of almond meal and hazelnut meal in there. So
can pick up the sweetness from the date.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful, but would not have picked pumpkin.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a suggestion if people don't want a heavy dessert.
Did you say sweet potato could be an option?
Yes. Swap it for sweet potato.
So you'd swap that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one. I've got 6 suggestions, right, if you don't want plum pudding. Right. So we've got the sticky date pudding that I just said, made with pumpkin, and a caramel sauce. With that recipe on my website, but also I have a dairy-free custard.
We don't have any caramel sauce here in the studio.
No, I didn't make that for you.
And we don't have any custard in the studio.
You've got panna cotta in a minute with strawberry sauce. So just hold your horses.
Sorry.
Now, we've got a chocolate tart.
Oh, look at that.
That, how do you like that photo? That, I didn't do too bad with that, that photo, did I?
Looks impressive.
Now, for the chocolate lovers, that's what this is for.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has got a nut-free base. I've done it with coconut.
Clever.
Yep. So that holds together beautifully with a little bit of chocolate in the coconut, holding it together. And then it's, the middle is actually sort of a ganache, really.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's beautiful texture.
How thick is that one, Sue? Like, is that quite...
That's well,
quite
that's a,
thin... a
rectangle tart tin. You know where the bottom lifts out?
Yep.
So they're not that high.
A couple of centimetres?
Yeah, a couple of centimetres.
Okay.
And that can be served with some cashew whipped cream if you can't have dairy.
Ice cream. Chuck it all on, I reckon.
Yeah, and decorate it with berries.
Oh,
and
I love the berries and the berries, strawberries. A little bit of kiwi fruit, just to colour it up a little bit there.
Yeah, you just want to decorate it. I put a little bit of mint sprigs there.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so...
chocolate tart. All right, can I have
I know,
that?
I kind of think...
Is that for me?
You've,
that,
I print, that copy? I, oh, no, I printed some recipes out for you because I know you've got a little file with our recipes.
Yeah.
But no, that's a brilliant recipe. And it's actually nut-free, but I've actually put... a bit of cashew butter in the ganache, but you can just use sunflower butter. And this dessert is totally nut-free if you need that to be nut-free.
Brilliant. So if you're looking for some alternatives for Christmas, these are really
And especially
good.
If you're having a barbecue. And, you know, this would go great. You know, have your barbecue, carry out your long platter with this chocolate tart with berries on it. And it kind of, it's easy to make, but it looks impressive, doesn't it? Like you can, people will think, oh, wow.
Wouldn't, that has got the bit of the wow factor.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That would go well, not only barbecue, that would go well with anything.
Yeah, I know.
Can I just reach over and grab another one?
You can have some more.
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what? Can you just keep talking? I'm going to have some more.
Okay.
This is
really now, cool. Cherries are in season.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a cherry cobbler recipe.
Oh,
so I thought that might be a good idea.
Wow.
And this can be made ahead of time too. So this has a really nice almond flavour in with the cherries because I put a little bit of almond extract in there. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of made this nice scone texture to go on the top. And that's made with almond meal and a bit of arrowroot and some coconut flour. And, so...
Cherry cobbler.
And this can be made the day before or even 2 days before and just pop in the oven to warm it just for 10 minutes because you only want to serve it warm.
Would you have that just like that? You wouldn't add anything to that, would you?
That,
Yeah, like that looks like it's on its own.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I would put, if you want it dairy-free, you can have some kind of dairy-free cream or vanilla yogurt, or you can put some ice cream with it, or even some custard with it.
All of that.
Yeah. But, because we've got lots of cherries available at the moment.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Plenty of recipes we're talking in preparation for Christmas back after Christmas carols on the way. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me, author of The Joyful Table. We're going through some great Christmas ideas.
Yeah, we're going through ideas that can be made ahead and great for Christmas if you don't want to have a plum pudding. Some people like tradition.
And health, some great healthy options.
Oh, yeah, they're all healthy. Uh-huh. All right, so we've talked about the cherry cobbler.
Looks great.
We've talked about the chocolate tart, the pumpkin sticky date pudding, and... Now we've got a salted caramel cheesecake, a dairy-free one that can be made ahead and frozen. Can be frozen for 3 months ahead, but you don't have 3 months to Christmas. I think you've only got 12 days. So let's get cooking.
It wouldn't last that long in my fridge anyway.
Now, you've already tried this recipe, I believe, haven't you?
I've actually made that. Mm. I did surprise. We had a family, was it a lunch or a brunch one day? And I made that. And my photo of that is almost...
I know, you sent it to me. You were very proud of it.
I was, and they, more importantly, they went, wow.
Well, I'm glad because you made it yourself and I made this one and it looked practically the same. So it just goes to prove to me that anybody can make it like I make it.
So how hard can it be, right?
So salted caramel cheesecake is great. And I love the layers with the caramel and the pecans on the top.
I think what finished it off, dribbling the
chocolate over it.
That was the fun bit. You just dribble the chocolate over the top.
Just from a teaspoon.
And it looks, I'm like, wow, how'd you do that?
It looks like it's come from a shop, doesn't it? See, just little
and
tricks there.
That tasted great as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful flavour.
Yeah, that is a yummy one. Mm-hmm. And another cheesecake, a different one that I actually decided to talk about today, is the mango cheesecake, because mangoes are in season also, as we were talking about the cherries.
Yeah.
And this one is actually great. I've actually put some cacao butter in it, which will give it a bit of a white chocolate flavour to it. And I've got mango. I've made a puree, and I put a layer in the middle, then put some more cheesecake filling on it, and then over the top. And you just use a skewer and run the little dollops of the puree over, and it kind of gives it a ripple feeling.
Dairy-free.
Yes.
So if you're having issues with dairy, this is dairy-free
but
mango
nobody
cheesecake.
Knows it's dairy-free. That's why. Well, I have to do that because I don't have, you know, when you've got a family that doesn't all want to eat that way, you just do it and don't ask.
That's the trick. I served that up.
Yeah.
And didn't say anything.
Yeah. No one will know.
And they went, well, that tasted amazing. And then I told them what was in it. And they go, oh, really?
See, that's the trick. You don't say this is healthy and you don't say it's dairy-free. And I put a bit of passion fruit over the top and a bit of mint on the top there. Just to make it look a bit more inviting.
A nice touch. What else you got there, Sue?
Now, this is a brand new recipe.
Ooh-hoo.
And I brought you some in today.
I've been looking at that since you got here. I was wondering how long we're going to take to get to that.
Well, you've been busy. You've had, what, three pieces of the pumpkin sticky date pudding?
Two.
Okay. All right.
Tastes great.
I'll take that back. This is my panna cotta with roasted strawberries.
Roasted strawberries.
Now, it was so simple doing this recipe, but I have to admit, I did do it three times this last week because, of course, testing it before I will publish it. And I want your take on the panna cotta.
Okay.
I find it tastes better with less sweetener in it. So this makes, that's a serve, and that makes four.
Okay,
so that's one of the four serves. And I did, in the beginning, I did 2 tablespoons of maple syrup between 4 serves. So that's two, that's half a tablespoon. Not bad in a dessert.
Yep.
But then I thought, well, maybe it will taste better, a bit sweeter. So then I increased it to 3 tablespoons divided by 4.
Okay.
And I felt like I lost some of the flavor of the panna cotta.
So you
You'd think that sweetener would make it better. Well, not for me, it didn't. So then I did another version, you know, I did it again, went back to the 2 tablespoons, and I really think that's got more flavour. So, you know, less sweet is actually worked out better.
Well, Sue, let me be the judge of that.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Yes, well, that was a bit silly, wasn't it, describing it when you need to taste it?
We'll play a song. We'll come back and chat some more. Back after this one. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me, author of The Joyful Table. Sue.
Yes.
That I have, as you can see, I've nearly eaten half of that little serve.
Yes.
Because it was so delightful. Congratulations, you're through to next year.
you want me back?
Yeah, you can come back next year.
Okay.
This is really, really tasty.
So shall we tell people what you're eating?
How did you get the strawberries? There's a lovely...
The strawberries on top of the panna cotta?
It's got a zing.
It does.
Zing to it.
It does. It's actually roasted strawberries. Now, I wanted to...
Wouldn't that make it go dry?
It hasn't, has it?
No.
No, because I thought about it before I started. Now, I've got 500 grams of strawberries, and I've chopped them up, spread them in a single layer across a baking tray.
Oh, I can do that.
Yep. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Then I've drizzled a tablespoon of balsamic vinegar over them.
Right.
And 1.5 tablespoons of honey over them. Just drizzled it before it goes in the oven.
Okay.
And then I've a teaspoon of vanilla. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a generous pinch of salt, sea salt, and I've sprinkled that all over. Now, salt brings out the liquid in fruit or vegetables. Right. Mm. So, yeah. And just like if you were preserving meat and you'd put the salt in, you know, trying. Mm. Yep. So into the oven, 180 degrees fan forced, and I put in there for 15 minutes. It's going to be a total of 25 minutes, but 15 minutes. Take it out and you'll see all the liquid is coming out of the strawberries. And then you want to give it a good mix because you've got that. You want to mix that honey and balsamic vinegar into it too.
Right.
A good mix, then spread it all out again. Pop it back in for another 10 minutes for a total of 25 minutes. When you take it out, you'll give it a mix again and spread it out and just let it cool. But it's caramelized. You've got this sauce.
Yeah.
Now, see how this sauce is quite, see how it's thick?
Yeah.
See how it's like drizzle. Oh, I'm showing you, but nobody can see it. It's quite thick, and the fruit is really deep red color, isn't it? So for actually to serve that panna cotta for Christmas with that deep red and some mint leaf, a mint leaf on top, you've got a real Christmas color. So,
yeah,
this can be made 4 days ahead.
I wonder if my wife's listening. I hope she is.
So the panna cotta is... Look, you already proved that you could make the salted caramel cheesecake.
I could, but I'll just send her the podcast. Merry Christmas.
So the panna cotta was so simple, and this is dairy-free also. So, but did you realize that was dairy-free? What did you think?
Again, if you'd not said anything, you'd go, that is just incredible.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
I know, we need to be clever at fooling people. So I have got...
Texture, brilliant texture. It's nice.
Thank you.
It's got a nice little wobble, which is what it should have.
So I've got some coconut cream in it. And I've got gelatin and pinch of salt, but I've also got almond milk. So I've pretty much got half coconut cream and half almond milk. And as we said before, only 2 tablespoons of maple syrup between 4 serves, and that's a generous serve, isn't it?
Honestly, that is. You serve that in a little dessert bowl.
Yeah, a little glass dessert dish.
That's a very generous serve.
Yep.
Really
yep.
generous.
You and can I've even get away with it.
I've nearly finished
that.
It. I don't know if you noticed.
Can see. And there's 2 tablespoons of vanilla in it. Now, that is all. But I found the trick with doing different tests with it to have the almond milk chilled. And also, I keep my maple syrup in the fridge. So that was chilled too. So the quicker I found cooling it down after heating up your coconut, because you're going to warm your coconut cream with your gelatin in it. You're going to whisk it and then let it sit for it to bloom. It soaks up the liquid, your gelatin. Pop it on the stove. Don't let it come to the boil, though. Just keep whisking it until your gelatin dissolves. Take it off the heat and then put your other ingredients into it. And that's going to cool it down. And I find because when you've got coconut cream, you know, like some, when it's in the fridge, it can separate. The cream will come to the top. I find that if you put... reduce the temperature down quickly and then into the fridge and you've got the gelatin in it, you're going to stop that separation, the cream coming to the top and the water of the coconut.
I've just finished that.
And you've just totally finished that glass dish.
Clean bowl.
A panna cotta and roasted strawberries.
I'm tempted to lick that bowl, but I won't.
No, it's that so will good. Be a bit embarrassing, I would That'll think. Be... Now,
we should take a break. We'll come back and I wasn't even listening. I was too busy eating that.
And you didn't even realise what the time was.
No, and I didn't even realise what you just said, but the good thing is it'll be on the podcast.
that you're going to give to your wife for Christmas to make that dessert. Yes, we heard that bit.
I'll stop by and get the ingredients for it after this. You're on at 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me. We need to finish off, Sue. We got through quite a few great healthy recipes there.
We did. We actually did. And plus, you put up this little blog on preparing for a healthy Christmas. That'll give people ideas. And
on our website.
Mm-hmm. And there's a link to my Christmas ebook too if you wanted some other ideas.
Ideas.
Yeah, instead of having to think, I've actually worked out some menu plans for you.
The two today, though, refresh my memory. What was the actual official title for that one?
Pumpkin sticky date pudding.
Yes, and the other one?
Is panna cotta with roasted strawberries.
Brilliant.
That's what you taste tested today.
And absolutely 10 out of 10, no question.
And we also talked about the cherry cobbler.
Yes.
And salted caramel cheesecake.
Uh-huh.
Mango cheesecake.
Mango, some great options. Just one more quick one before we finish.
Yep.
You've got another one. What's that one there for the kids?
Mango and yogurt ice cream.
Okay.
So, and I put it on sticks, and I've got them in the freezer for my grandkids.
Love
them. So, this icy pole shape is like some feet, and here we've got a rocket and a pencil.
So they think that's
good. Yeah. But also, you can scoop it up. Now, this recipe is just a new one on my website also.
Yeah.
It has 3 ingredients.
Three.
I've made it with 2 large mangoes, 300 grams of vanilla coconut yogurt, and 1 tablespoon of honey.
That's it.
All that's in it.
Mix it up.
Yep.
Chuck
in
it
the
in
blender.
In,
yep.
Yeah.
Do it in the blender. And then you can either put it in a container to serve it as an ice cream or in icy poles. But great for the kids over the school holidays. You know they're getting some fruit. You know they're not, it's not packed with refined sugars.
Is that one in my file that you've given me or not?
No, but I'll give this to you because I know that you love to keep these recipes.
But that's on the website, right?
That is on the website.
I love that. The kids could actually get involved and make that too.
Yeah, it's the latest one on my dessert. So if they just go on the menu to desserts, on my menu list, and that'll be the last one that's been added in.
Good to get the kids involved from actually making that one. Three ingredients. And what's the prep time on that? 10 minutes?
Oh, no, 15 minutes plus your freezing time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, that should be the second one because the panna cotta is the latest one. Yeah, with the strawberries. Okay. Yeah, so that'll be next week.
All right.
You can have that print out.
I might give that a go over the holiday break. Sue, we are out of time, but we really appreciate you coming in today.
No,
in fact,
my pleasure.
Not only today, but the whole year, the time you put in and the amazing food that you bring in for me to taste.
For you.
A few other people sneaking into the studio as well.
I know we do have visitors pop in here, don't we?
Yes, very, very interesting.
And yeah, I just would like to wish all of the listeners, the family out there, a really blessed Christmas. Yeah, and a really happy new year. And, you know, we've kind of had a tough, well, we haven't had it too tough here in WA, have we? But we look forward to... a healthy new year. And I look forward to coming back and bringing some more tasty food that no one knows is good for them.
With food like that, you are welcome back any day of the week. So
thanks, Mike.
Really appreciate your time. We'll catch up next year.
Yes.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.